Hey there, pleasure seekers. It's your girl Tasha, aka the seducer, aka the pleasure dom, the one, the only queen behind her pleasure chest. Let's get into this episode that will guarantee to aspire you, inspire you, make you wet, make you horny, make you curious. Let's get into it. Hey there, my pleasure seekers. I am back. I hope you enjoyed the very first episode of this season. I feel good to be back, okay? I also hope you enjoyed the Pillow Talk bonus episode. And if you are tapped into the Pillow Talk Live last week, Saturday, y'all know that was a vibe. I did not record. Wait, I think I did. Y'all, I don't remember. You know, I treat y'all like family, my wonderful pleasure seekers. You know, and now that I'm getting back in the groove of things, I feel like we could talk about a lot. And this episode is going to be a quickie because I want to get this out of the way. So if you are a diehard, true pleasure seeker fan where you've been listening to the podcast from the beginning, you would know safety is very important. So I am not even going to sugarcoat anything this week. I'm not going to add any fluff. There will be no condoms on this episode. I'm giving it to you raw and I'm giving it to you nasty. But before I get into that, disclaimer, if you're new to the podcast, if you're just listening, if you're just finding out about her pleasure chest, and you know what? I'm not going to fuss at you about it. It's fine. I was on hiatus. So you're excused. You're excused. If you're new. Here's a disclaimer. I'm a highly educated woman, okay? But there's hood in me. If you are a grown person and you are out here in these streets fucking and you cannot handle hearing sex conversations, topics discussed by an adult woman, this is not the podcast for you. If you are an adult out here in these streets fucking and you cannot handle hearing pussy, you cannot handle hearing dick, this is not the podcast you should be listening to. Hit stop, delete, remove. Okay? Also, I would like to let it be known, if you are listening to my podcast, it is best to make sure you have headphones if you are not in a private space, because y'all know my mouth is ratchet and I'll just say any goddamn thing, especially if I get into a story time. Also, I mean, this is an adult podcast. It is said it's an adult podcast. So we're going to talk about adult things. Do not listen to my podcast out in public. Do not listen to my podcast at work without headphones. And gentlemen, you know, if I'm talking about certain things that make you hard, listen to it in a private space. All right. Now that I got that out of the way, let's get into what I really want to talk about this week. And I wanted to, like I said, I want to get this out of the way early before we really get into the groove of this year with all the awesome things I have in store for the podcast and just everything I have coming up, all the guests I have lined up. I really want to get this out of the way at the top of the year, especially when everyone is talking about resolutions and all that stuff. So I'm going to give it to you raw, nasty. There is no condoms on this episode. That's how raw I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you real. I'm going to keep it a buck. go get tested. Yes, I said it. This is a quickie because I just want to talk about your health. Your health should matter. Yes, I'm a woman that talks about sex, sensuality, sexuality, the freedom of exploring, the freedom to enjoy your kinks, and the freedom to try different things in the intimacy space. However, please do so safely. How can you enjoy your partner or anyone if you don't know their status? And please don't say, "Oh, but I use a condom every time I fuck." But do you use a condom when you're sucking that dick? Yeah, I'm stepping in your bedroom. Do you use a condom when you're tasting that pussy? Yes, I'm talking to you. Yes, pick your mouth up. I'm talking to you. Stop it. Stop with the bullshit. You still can contract any form of disease orally. It's called oral sex. Okay? I never understand why grown folks gonna put their mouth on a dick, mouth on a pussy, raw, and then turn around and say, "Let me grab a condom to fuck." You still need some kind of safety when the mouth hit the private part. Get it together. Okay? Get it together. It doesn't matter if you've been with that person for a long time. Get tested. Now for my ladies, and I'm just going to get into some stats real quick because y'all know the nerdy side of me will dig and sift and sort and find you the data, find you the information, because I don't play them games, okay? I take this very seriously. Y'all know I take it very seriously because I've spoken about it time and time and time again. For my ladies, though, before I get into the information I want to share tonight, well, today, whenever you're listening. Yeah, if you're new to the podcast, you will hear me say night a lot because I tend to record a lot at night. It just puts me in the zone. I don't know why. It's this weird thing. I don't know. I just feel like if I'm talking to y'all about sex stuff, I have to just be in the mood. Like, I often record after I shower and have on PJs or just my robe with nothing underneath it, right? So if you hear me say night, that's why. But okay, I'm sorry, I digress. Ladies, it's that time of year. It's the top of the year. Please schedule your annual with your OBGYN. If you do not have an OBGYN or you do not have a medical insurance wherever you reside, okay? And I know I have listeners worldwide. If you're in the United States and you do not have insurance to go see an OBGYN, there are free woman clinics out there. Okay. Go see your OBG. Do your annual pap. Do your annual panel checks. Okay. Do your blood work. Check your breasts. You know, your OBG should be your best friend. You should know what your pussy is doing. You should know how your pussy should be feeling. You should know what your pussy should be smelling like. Okay? All right. Safety, health is so important. Have the conversation with your OBGYN about a lot of things. You know, like example, ladies, when is our time of the month? We should not have cramps. Sex should also not hurt, okay? Should not be painful when that dick is hitting the spots, all right? So please, 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 at the top of the year, let's get this all out of the way. This is so important to me. I cannot stop saying that. I've already had my annual for this year. If you follow my personal page, I did post an Insta story, me in the doctor's office. Okay, I did my pap already. My blood work all came back negative. Okay, the girls is clean. Okay, everything came back absolutely negative. If you don't want to do it at your doctor's office, there's a bunch of clinics you can do it to as well. For my annual, I always do my full annual panel, HIV, all the STIs, all that good stuff. Okay, so let's get into some stats. This is my nerdy side. Now, I did some deep diving and deep swimming in the data, and it's so interesting how, for the U.S., you know, we were dealing with the Rona, so there wasn't much data and research released for last year, I think, because everybody's focus was the pandemic. So I had to go worldwide, right? And I had to look at the world review to give you guys an understanding of how important it is, and not to be out here in these streets thinking you're fucking untouchable and it cannot happen to you, okay? Just recently, someone I know this person came to me crying because her test results came back positive for a few things. Okay, and she was very upset. She reached out to the person she's seeing and tried to cuss him out and all these things because he didn't tell her and da 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 da. Get tested. Okay, it was heartbreaking to see this person experience that. And because the person she's fucking is someone she trusts, it's okay if you trust the person, but go together then. Get tested together. Stop saying the person doesn't look like they have it. Who still say that in 2022? Okay? There's not a warning sign on anybody's forehead to say, I have an STI. No. All right, so let me get into some key facts, and I can stop my rambling, and I can let y'all go, because I know y'all want to look, y'all just love to hear all the juicy shit, but this is on my high priority list before I give y'all all the juicy shit, okay? Here's some key facts. More than 1 million sexually transmitted infections are acquired every day worldwide, the majority of which are asymptomatic. Okay? Asymptomatic. Again, there's not a warning sign on somebody's forehead. Each year, there are an estimated 374 million new infections, with one of four STIs, chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, and trichomoniasis. Okay, again, this is a real thing. Stop acting like these things don't exist. Now, this was the most alarming numbers for me when it says more than 500 million people aged 15 to 49 years are estimated to have a genital infection with herpes simplex virus, HSV-1. Age 15 to 49. When I look on the stats and the age group of individuals that currently listen to this podcast, hello, somebody, we're in the age ranges between 20 to 40. Okay? Get tested. Get tested. Even if you're not currently sexually active, you were once
sexually active. Get tested. Stop spreading your legs. Stop running up in a girl raw and you don't know the status. Okay? Almost 1 million pregnant women were estimated to be infected with syphilis in 2016, resulting in over 350,000 adverse birth outcomes, including 200,000 stillbirths and newborn deaths. STIs have direct impact on sexual and reproductive health through stigmatizations, infertility, cancers, and pregnancy complications, and can increase the risk of HIV. I know. Does this sound gloomy and boring and dreadful? I know this is not what you often expect from this podcast. But like I said, safety is important, and I want to get this topic out of the way before we get into all the nasty, juicy stuff for the rest of the year. And that's why I just have to give it to you raw. I have to keep it a buck. I have to be 100%. Okay? Stop thinking that it's only, and you want to know something really funny that I've noticed? It's often people who are heavy in the lifestyle. When I say lifestyle, I'm meaning kink and the swingers, the BDSM lifestyle. They're the individuals that tend to get tested often more than the regular heterosexual vanilla relationships that think, oh, I'm just sleeping with this one person, I'm good. Let's think back on that one night stand you had a few years ago with Joe Blow in the alleyway without that condom because you were sloppy drunk. Yes, I'm stepping in your house. I'm stepping in your house. Ladies and gents, get it done. If you're out in the dating scene and you find someone that you are grooving and vibing, bring up the conversation. Don't be afraid. Let me see your test results. When was the last time you got tested? Okay? Ask these things. Please ask these things. It's very important. So, like I said, I wanted to get this out of the way early. I'm sorry if you felt like, damn, bitch, like, this is all we're getting. Yes, this is all you're getting. This is just a quickie because I wanted to get this out of the way. I wanted you guys to understand the seriousness of it. And you can always come back and listen to this, or you just send it to somebody to help spread awareness. Yes, this podcast is fun. And yes, I love to educate y'all on all the other sexual topics, but safety is important. I will never stop saying that. Please share this with other people out there to spread awareness, get people back in these clinics, back to seeing their doctors to get tested and they know what's going on, okay? It's almost like people forget about all these other shit that happens in the world. Everybody's so focused on you know what, right? There's other stuff happening, okay? And I think what triggered me to really talk about this when I saw my doctor, she was like, listen, not a lot of people come in for the annuals, you know, not a lot. And with a lot of times when they come, it's too late. And she's giving me props for coming in. She was like, you're young and you're here. I'm like, yeah, it's the top of the year. Let's check the kitty cat, Dr. West. Like, you have to. The next thing I'm going to work on is my annual with my just regular general physician, okay? So I know everything else that's going on as well. But the kitty cat was most important because y'all know I be out here in these streets. Well, I'm not out here in these streets like that. But if you've been following Pillow Talk and you've been tapping into Pillow Talk, you know what time it is. Y'all know what's happening. So definitely, now we got that out of the way. visit www.herpleasurechest.com. Get on the mailing list because I'm going to release the website really, really soon. There's some exclusive stuff on the website already. So I'm trying to, this is the hold up. I'm going to be honest with y'all because, like I said, I feel like you guys are family. My ebook is not uploading on the podcast, on the website, and it is really stressing me out. But the ebook is on Amazon. It's called Whips and Chains, Oops, Not Yet. It is on Amazon, but I'm also trying to figure out how to put it on a website. But just go ahead and visit www.herpleasurechest.com and sign up for the email list. I really have some good stuff coming. Private classes, private sessions with me, private consultation. Just tap into that community. This year is all about community. You're going to have me to yourself. Okay. We're just going to be nasty together. Until next week, y'all. Tap into Pillow Talk this Saturday. I think I'm having it this Saturday unless, you know, I am tied up literally. But as of right now, I more than likely will be. So tap into Pillow Talk on Saturday at 9 p.m. on the Her Pleasure Chest Podcast Instagram page or my personal page. I am Tashina S. Okay, so I see y'all next week. Until then, be bold, be beautiful, be you, be true. And as always, escape the labels and embrace your king. Mwah.